Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Prabhupada, 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 Akaya, Chakshuronamilitam Jena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah, Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Sthapitam Jena Bhutale, Swayam Rupakadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Ham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathannitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Trinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namah हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी Pranamami Hari Priye Madeka Bandha Mat Sangin Mat Guru Man Mahadhana Man Nistaraka Mat Bhagyam Madananda Namastute Asadhu Sadhu Tadayin Atini Chochatarakam Anamancha kadachinmam premnarit kanthaya spuraha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasu, Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 2, Text Number 3. The activities of Maharaj Agnidra. We cannot sing this, huh? Just we'll read it. Tad upalabhya Bhagavan Adipurusaha Sadasi Gayantim Purvachitim Nama Apsarasam Abhijapayamasa Tadupalabhya Bhagavan Adipurusaha Sadasi Gayantim Purvachitim Nama Apsarasam Abhijapayamasa. Somebody would like to repeat? Difficult to sing, it's just you have to read it out like that. There are different rasas in Srimad Bhagavatam. Rasa Vaisa is full of rasa, so different rasas are there in different texts of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. A translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki tat that upalabhya understanding Bhagavan the most powerful Adipurusaha the first created being within this universe Sadasi in his assembly, Gayantim, dancing girl, Purvachitim, Purvachiti, Nama, named, Apsarasam, the heavenly dancing girl. Abhijapayamasa sent down. Translation. Understanding King Agnidra's desire, the first and most power is Bhagavan Adipurusaha. So Prabhupada he gives, the reason is that is called Bhagavan Adipurusaha, is that Bhagavan is that He fully represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is the firstborn creature in this universe. The same kind of description we see in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when the description, narration was about the pregnancy of Aditi. We know when Aditi was pregnant, She was bearing the semen of Kashyap Muni for 100 years in her womb. And for 100 years, she didn't want to deliver the baby because she was very much worried about her baby. And we know, we have heard about the incidents that there was a severe calamity. Auspicious, inauspicious omens were prevalent everywhere. We know what is the cause of this disturbance. So, they all, these demigods, they went to Brahma. So, they expressed their anxiety to Brahma. They said, Deva Deva Jagadhata Lokanatha Shikhamane परेशाम ओपरेशाम त्वाम भूतनाम भूतानाम असिभाववित. Here the same thing is addressed to him, that bhutanam asi bhavavit. Bhava, intention of the jivas. You know the intention of the jivas. Who understands, who knows the intention of the jivas? Paramatma, super soul. So here he is addressed as bhutanam asi bhavavit. Deva deva, oh god of the demigods. Who is the god of the demigods? Krishna is the supreme. But here Brahma is addressed as Deva Deva Jagadhata, sustainer of the universe, Lokonatha Sikamane, Christwell of all the demigods, Paresam O Paresam Tvam, you know everything in the material and spiritual world, Bhutanam Asibhavavit, you know the intention of the living entities. So that's why sometimes Brahma is addressed as like Bhagavan. Here it is said Bhagavan Adipurusa. So this Agnidra, he knew perfectly the position of Lord Brahma. So he wanted to get this benediction from Brahma. So he went to perform his austerity. And we can see by the mercy of Lord Brahma, his desire was fulfilled. But the point is, very interesting thing you have to understand here, even the Brahma, he fulfilled his desire. He gave him a son. How? He sent Purvachiti, the best of the dancing girl from his assembly, to girl from his assembly, to satisfy his desire. And with the help of Purvachiti, he gave birth to 9 sons. But here the very interesting point is, when Brahma, he sends Purvachiti to Agnidra, not to hinder him, just like in his tapasya, not to hinder him in his tapasya. Just like sometimes Indra, he also sends like Menaka and other heavenly dancing girls to disturb the penance of the yogis. But here it is said, he is sending this girl just for the sake of begetting a children, begetting the son in her womb. So in that way, he sent this girl to him. This is the kind of inner message. Why he is sending? He doesn't have any other. Why he is sending? He doesn't have any other desire, because he has come with a desire to have a son. That's why he is trying to just fulfill his desire, just sending, not to create any disturbance in his tapasya. Anyway, so our devotees, they understand the subject matters very well. And even though they know Brahma is also he acts on the level of the super soul, but their understanding about the position of the super soul is very clear. They accept Krishna, who claims in Bhagavad Gita several times. He says, Aham Atma Gudakesa Sarva Bhuta Sayastita. He, oh Gudakesa Arjun, I am situated in heart of every living entities as super soul. Aham Atma Guda Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishta. Many places he says, I am situated in the heart of every living being. So in that way, devotees are never mistaken in the understanding about the position of the super soul. So as the devotees, they go on establishing their relationship with Krishna, who is super soul, guiding the living entities as super soul from within, and also he is guiding the living entities from outside as the spiritual master. So devotees are very clear. That's how we can see in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna, he explains about how the living entities are subject to the desire of the Supreme Lord, before coming to the point that he is actually the controller of the living entities. living entities cannot fulfill their desire without getting sanction from the fulfill their desire without getting sanction from the Supreme Lord. But first he explains how prakrite kriyamanani prakrite va chakarmani. In 13th chapter he says karja karana kartritve hetu prakriti uchyate. Even though in several places in Bhagavad Gita Krishna explains that prakriti is doing everything, but that is for the Sankhyaites. They accept in that way, but the devotees, they never accept in that way. What is the conclusion for the devotees? Then he comes to the final point. He said Ishvara is, then he comes to the final point. He said Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhe sarjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani jantra rudhani mayaya. Here even though it appears like Krishna is saying, oh, this super soul, definitely super soul who is situated in the heart of every living entity, he is guiding them, he is giving them the machine riding on which they are fulfilling their material desires. But then he said, you should surrender unto him, tam. Serious, they give a very nice explanation that even though Krishna is saying that you surrender unto him, but devotees, they understand very clearly, before Krishna has spoken already, that aham atma guda kesa, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta, I am situated. That means he is directing Arjuna to take direct shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. So in that way, when devotees, they take a shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Krishna, he takes direct charge of the living entities. He takes direct charge of the living entities. Even Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, he says sometimes the devotees may have some material desires, and to fulfill their materials, they approach the Lord, and once their material desire is fulfilled, then there is a chance for them to fall down from their spiritual position. So how comes the Lord is awarding some benediction which is taking them away from their spiritual position? Then he says, no, the same Lord who is giving them this material opulence, when he sees that they are now degraded, that it is his duty, his responsibility to come and save them from the material afflictions. So there are a lot of impurities, but it is his duty till he cleanses. Asubham vidhanvan acharya chaitya vapusha swagatim vinaktihi. So here actually expressing the thanks and gratitude to the Srila Jiva Goswami, he says, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, Lord Krishna is 10 million times more dear to a devotee than life itself. It's a very, very strong statement. We need to understand this. According to Jiva Goswami, Lord Krishna is 10 million times more dear to a devotee than life itself.
Devotees, you become familiar with respect for devotees. It's like...
You become familiar with the devotees, then?
Something that happened to me... At the beginning, you are very respectful of devotees. At least when I arrived to the movement, all devotees are very holy people. But a few weeks after, I began to think, no, now I am devotee for respect.
Okay, can you repeat, Prabhuji, what he is actually saying? Just repeat it.
He says, Pramila.
Uh-huh. So what is the question? When you become familiar with the devotee, you don't respect them according to their position. So what is the question? I want to know the question. You don't respect their position, then the question is? Then you commit offense, right?
Yeah. How to manage this...
Okay. How to manage this situation? Very good question. So now you see, this is a process. Sadhana is a process. We are in the process. So we are in one point and we are trying to go to another point. So when we are moving from one point to another point, that's a journey. Journey means there might be some accident on the way, or if there is no accident, then you can reach there. Okay, if there is an accident on the way, then what you have to do? You have to repair yourself. Accident comes accidentally. Not that knowingly you commit offense to the devotees. For example, in this particular case, as you mentioned, I became familiar with Mr. So-and-so without understanding his elevated position. And in due course of my behavior, I can find that I disrespected him. So that's how the result of my disrespect, I can see I am losing my taste in chanting, you know, so many other symptoms you can see. Now you have recognized that you have not shown proper respect to the devotee who deserves the respect, being in the elevated position. So at that time, you should go to him and explain to him, Prabhuji, I didn't know or I didn't understand this thing on such and such day. I did such and such thing to you. This is very important thing. Sometimes devotees, they go, oh Prabhuji, you know, please forgive me, or you know, I didn't understand you are such a, you know, great soul. What did you make you feel him such a great soul? You have definitely seen something very particular aspect in him which made you realize that he is an elevated personality. And also at the same time, there is a particular aspect in your behavior you have seen which is a disrespectful dealing or attitude towards him. So you tell that to him also. And on such and such day, this is how I reacted with you, or this is how I dealt with you, and this doesn't befit to your position, I understand. But please, you know, instruct me how I can better serve you, or I don't know what is the situation, I'm just giving a general understanding. That, you know, please instruct me how I can better serve you, or I can better please you. So in that way, we should confess our faults to those devotees. One thing we have to understand, we are not omniscient. Even though we, after becoming a devotee, we know everything, it is not true. That is why, since we do not know everything, so how can you know somebody's position, elevated position, unless you come and associate with him? So when you come, now you understand his position, then you associate him accordingly. That is what I would say. Yes, Sri Prabhupada.
How to develop a taste for Srimad Bhagavatam?
How to develop a taste for Srimad Bhagavatam? Developing taste for chanting, develop for reading Srimad Bhagavatam are kind of, you know, same thing. Like Rupa Goswami says, Pitto Pataprachanasya Narochikan Kintu Adarat Anudinam. Anudinam means every day without fail, you drink this tonic. Means every day without fail, you study Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it. There is no other secret to develop taste for Srimad Bhagavatam. The only way to develop taste for Srimad Bhagavatam is you study and listen from the devotees. You study and listen to the devotees. How to develop taste for Srimad Bhagavatam?
Huh?
So hearing, regular hearing in the association of the devotees. Very good. Thank you, Prabhuji.
In relationship with that, about the offending devotees and everything, sometimes the tendency for me, like if I accidentally, if I may cause an offense, the tendency is I feel very guilty. I get really guilty and down with myself. So I'm just wondering, like, how to deal with that, like, guilt. Because, like, you know, you make a mistake, you accidentally make this person, this devotee, angry, and then you feel like, oh, what? You know, you feel bad about that. So how to deal with the guilt? You understand what I'm saying? How to deal with guilt when you accidentally offend a devotee, or
yeah,
you get him angry, and then you feel, you know, bad.
Very personal thing, very internal thing. Yes, this is a good symptom that after offending a devotee, we feel guilt from within. Srila Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, in Act of Devotion, he says, there is no recommended process for atonement for the devotees, except repentance. So that means when we commit an offense, or we misbehave somebody, or we do something wrong, then we should repent, we must repent. How to deal with it? Now you are asking the question, right? Okay. How to deal with it? Sometimes that, you know, that repentance, it may become so severe, so painful, that it goes beyond your control. Means you personally cannot handle it anymore. You can understand it. It happens actually. Sometimes people, why do people go and commit suicide, for example? Sometimes, you know, something is within, they cannot handle it anymore, and they don't want to express it to anyone also. Then what happens? They go in a different direction. So similarly, when the devotee, they, if they feel, you know, that kind of insecurity because of the intense pain in their heart for what they have done, at that time they should go to their guide, I mean to say counselor, or their spiritual master. He may be Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru. And after going to him, you know, reveal everything. Whatever is there, just tell everything to him. Why? Now you need help. When you go to seek help from somebody, you have to explain your situation to him fully. Then he will be better help you. So when you go to somebody, you express what you are going through, ask him, seek his advice, then he will say you something. If you don't understand, then ask him more questions. This is how we should refine our position. Otherwise what happens? We are not like impersonalists. Impersonalists are like, you know, separatists. You know, they, you know, always deal separately with their own issue. No, we are Goshtiyanandis. I find some problem, I have to go to some other devotee and talk to him and sort out my issues, my problems. It's a very practical thing. It's a very practical thing to go to a devotee, senior devotee, and seek help from him. This is what I would say. I don't know. Anybody likes to, my Prabhuji? Would like to comment something? How to deal with this inner pain? Yes.
And that deep repentance is a very great purifier.
Yeah.
Krishna respects that you're really, that means you're really sincere.
Yeah.
Otherwise you wouldn't be upset.
Yeah.
And that is a great purifier. Repentance.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thanks for this wonderful class. I got a question about when we are talking about the offenses. Sometimes what happens is, while dealing with the devotees, as Prabhu said, we get familiar. And sometimes there is a possibility we may not verbally or physically offend a devotee. But because of the familiarity, mentally we think, oh, I thought this devotee be like this, but we may find something which is not suiting with our understanding, and we underestimate that devotee, and we mentally commit an offense. But in dealings, we may be good. Whenever I see him and all good, but mentally, so how do we overcome this, and what are the reactions for this?
Yeah, there are six different ways we commit offense to a Vaishnava. As you mentioned, Hanti means beating somebody. Nindanti, of course, blaspheming. Baidvesti, this is what you are mentioning, right? You have some ill feeling, vidves, for Mr. So and so. Yes, Baidvesti. Vaishnavan na vinandati. That one who does not welcome a Vaishnava upon seeing him. Krudhyate janti. Expressing anger to a Vaishnava. Na harsam darsane. Not expressing smile or not giving a smile upon seeing a devotee. So you have to be very, happy, jolly, blissful, even when you see a devotee. So there are six different ways we can actually commit an offense. So this vidves, this vidves definitely sometimes it manifests externally in course of our action. As long as it has not become manifest in course of our action, it still continues in our mind, right? Vidves. You hate somebody, you can also hate somebody in your mind. So since this is an offense, definitely there is a reaction to it. If you ask me in particular what kind of reaction he might get, so there are different reactions, as I said. Like one reaction would be, you will see, you will lose taste in your chanting. Okay? We will definitely not feel inclined to go associate with the devotees. You will see inclination to find fault with the devotees is increasing in you. Even though you find that, this devotee is good, but still, I'm finding fault with him. But few days ago or, several months ago, I was not like this. You can see it in your behavior personally. Again, the point is, if you introspect yourself, then you can understand this. If you don't, then you see whatever you do is kind of thing you are doing correct. So again, the point is, according to the severity of your offense, you get the result. You may get in 3 days, you may get it in, 7 days, maybe 15 days, it may take months. So it depends upon what is the severity of the offense. Okay. So then, how to deal with this situation? See, we are also Kshatragya, right? This living entity is called Kshatragya, and Supreme Kshatragya is Super Soul. So we exactly know what is happening with me in this body. Mind is a matter. This is a matter. This is, sowing hatred to somebody is an action of mind. So you understand what is happening in you. It's not that you do not know. If somebody is pretentious, he says, no, I do not know, he is lying. You are doing good thing, you are doing bad thing, you know this very well. You know this. Okay. Now you know there is this hatred mentality is there in you. And also you know for who that mentality has developed. Okay. Very simple thing. When it is there, what you do? You become pretentious in your dealings and in your behavior. How do you understand you are pretentious? When you are not in front of him, you respect him differently. You talk bad about him. You think bad thing about him. When you come in front of him, you present yourself in such a way that you are a really gentleman to him. And you understand this is your behavior. Okay. Now, the medicine is, since you understand this is a wrong action, that I should not act differently behind, and when I come in front, I am a gentleman. No, this is a wrong behavior. Since it is happening in mind, it has not become manifest, you try to rectify yourself in your mind. Prabhupada says, everyone should control their mind. If one does not control one's mind, he will fall down from his position. Actually, in this fifth chant of the expansion is coming in 11th chapter, it will come. So, unless we control our mind, so now I know this is happening in my mind, so I have to check it. How to check it? You have to be practical. Okay, I am trying to find fault with him and I am developing hatred in his action, in his behavior, this and that, so many things. Okay, can I find some good qualities in him? Try to find some good qualities in the devotees. Try to say something good in glorification to the devotee, to somebody else. That means, mind is now occupied with negative things. If our mind is occupied with positive things, automatically it will be freed from the negative effects. And if it is necessary, you can also discuss with some other devotees like Guhyamakhyati Prichati. One of the loving exchanges we need to have as a devotee. You express your mind, Prabhuji, I do not know. I see he is such a wonderful devotee. He does so many good things, but I do not know why at the back of my mind such a virus is sitting always and bothering me. Can you help me to get rid of this virus? Because, as we said in today's class, as a conditioned soul, we are always dependent. We are not independent. So when we are in a very, critical situation, we face some crisis period in our life, we should seek help from somebody, because we need help actually from a better Vaishnava, from a senior devotee. These are all practical things I would say. I don't know.
Thank you very much. It's really very nice. Very helpful.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Actually, very important thing is, you see, we know we are devotees and everybody is an individual. We have individual existence. But unfortunately, sometimes in course of our behavior, we behave in a very impersonal way with the devotees even. So that impersonal behavior has to be annihilated. Then these things will slowly, slowly go away. Anyway, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Pramana.